Blessings and love. Thank you to all the listeners that are tuning in today. Today is about poetry, it's about voices, it's about Black history, it's about life, and it's about love. I think this is going to be an incredible show, and I thank everybody who participated and those who are taking the time to listen. I'd like to acknowledge that the city of Kitchener, where I'm situated, is traditional territory of the Neutral, Anishinaabeg, and Haudenosaunee peoples. I recognize my responsibility, and I hope you're starting to recognize yours too, so that we can care for this land and each other.
J1 in the kitchen, what's on the menu?
Well, today we have a very special guest. Oh my goodness, I can't even believe I got you with all your busy time working in the community. I'd like to introduce Mr. Sherrard Shah, my boy, my friend, family. I met him in Montego Bay at a restaurant of the opening of the Bamboo Joint at an open mic. He's an incredible person, an artist, and then I later discovered that he's a strong community member, doing a lot of volunteer work with the Street People Liberation Foundation, the Rotaract Club, and the Rotary Club. So Sherrard, thank you so much for being here today. Why don't you tell me about yourself and give me a rundown of what all of that is about?
All right, well, thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so glad that I've been able to make it. My name is Sherrard Shah. I'm currently a part of the Street People Liberation Foundation group, as well as Rotaract Club of Hanover and the Rotary Club of Lucy. These are all volunteer service clubs. Their main objectives are to give back in service as best as they can within the communities, but they each do something different in a sense. The Rotary Club is a group of individuals from 30 and upward, and they mainly focus on, you know, projects that have to do with education of the youth, from the small ones upward, as well as infrastructure, whether it is the, you know, fixing a road or doing a beach cleanup, environmentally friendly aspects of service is what they do. We have the youth arm, which is Rotaract, which I'm a part of.
Wonderful.
And our objectives are, you know, within empowering the current youth that we interact with. Then there is the Street People Liberation, which is also a youth group of individuals from 16 upwards. And that group, their main focus is with the homeless. And so we try our best to help them in terms of doing feed-ins. There is also a shelter that majority of these persons are able to stay at their house there. And the center is so great. It's called the Refuge of Hope, which is a beautiful name, I might add. It really is beautiful. It's really inspirational for them to have that. But what they do is while they're staying there, they teach them life skills.
Perfect.
So whether it is farming, dressmaking, tailoring, because a lot of these persons, as we come up in society, we realize that it really sometimes does not take a lot for someone to become homeless.
It's true.
You could have fallen on hard, especially with the way the pandemic hit a lot of us. You know, you could have had a wonderful home and you've lost that, and you weren't able to get back on your feet. A lot of people lost their businesses, and
Very true.
It really doesn't take much to really shackle and shake the branches of your tree. And so these persons, a lot of them are intellectuals. They just need to get back on their feet. And so this Refuge of Hope teaches them life skills that they may not have had the opportunity to have garnered in their youth, and they use those life skills to then have a job, and they can then earn for themselves. And of course, if they earn enough that they feel that they can now, you know, live on their own, they can. It's a really great way of kind of rehabilitating a lot of those persons. So I'm very happy to be a part of all these organizations and what they do.
They sound amazing. Honestly, like, this is the type of thing that we all need to be thinking about. Like Sherrard said, the pandemic has hit everybody in all sorts of countries in different ways. You know, us Canadians, we have had support from the government, but some places don't have that, you know, and this is what I need for people to see as community. Community isn't just in your own little bubble. Community is the world, right? And I'm reaching out to you because I found what you have been doing. I've been following you, and you're out there. You're actually doing the work, and I really appreciate that, and I think it's a beautiful thing, and you always have a smile on your face. and you're just so inclusive and so loving, and it's inspirational for me, you know, and I use this station to try to open that up and these ideas to other people to think about, hey, maybe this is something that I could do. Maybe we don't have oceans as beautiful as Jamaica, but, you know, you can pick up some garbage along the beach or doing a little 1-2 thing to try to help out the community. And as well as the housing piece, we don't think for a second that one day you can have it all and then one day you can lose it all, right? So this is really, really amazing. And I thank you for sharing that. So what has it been like for you, and how does music and poetry come into play with this?
Gosh, that has been a really great journey in terms of how we are able to incorporate music and art into service. As a matter of fact, it works out very well because when I do those projects, especially with the Street People Liberation Foundation group, I remember when we go to that shelter, while we're there to, you know, prepare meals and to help out in the kitchen, you know, and kind of, and then afterwards we leave there, we may go downtown to feed those that are, you know, currently on the street. While we're at the shelter, we find that we'll do a little entertainment, you know, because while it is the shelter, it's not exactly a five-star hotel.
Exactly.
It's not a home, so there's no, you know, there's a radio, but there's no TV, there's not that full-on entertainment there, and so I find that I take it upon myself to, whenever I go there, I'll perform a poetry piece or two, we'll conduct, you know, devotion, and all of those things are great forms of expression in art, because you'll find that they are in tuned with it. They understand it. They relate to it.
Yes.
Especially if it's being done in their language, and you find that they are very appreciative of that, because it's not something that they get on a regular day to day basis.
Exactly.
So I find that art, through how I express it, is a great way of kind of incorporating that into service and giving of it. And it also, it helps me too. It's an audience that I'm able to really express myself to. And it's a great thing when you can express yourself to persons and they get you. You know, they understand what you're trying to say, even though they may not have been in that situation, but how you, you know, enunciate and pronounce it and get the message across. They're like, okay,
yeah,
I feel that, mm-hmm. you know, I felt that.
But yeah.
It's a beautiful thing to see, especially, you know, when I'm doing a poetry that has a bit of, you know, satire in there or some form of humor,
right.
and then you hear someone burst out in laughing, like, oh, okay.
I got that one. Yes, B&B.
It's really, really awesome, and I love how that's one of the beautiful things about art. No matter in what form you do it, there's always persons who can understand and relate to your form of expression, and you can never go wrong with that. And so I think it's so great for people to really express themselves. Sometimes you just got to put your foot through the door and just see where it leads.
Absolutely.
You know? So it really is a great thing.
And I think that's amazing. Like, and in speaking of that, like, you've used these spaces to also develop yourself as an artist, but also help connect with the community, also help influence the community to express themselves as well. So other than those spaces, is there other spaces that you use to express yourself? Like, I know you do a lot of TikTok, which I also discovered, and I find you are very much a natural at that, and you have this demeanor towards you that really, for me, I admire, because I'm not the best. Anybody who knows me, I'm not a big camera person. But, you know, when I see people in front of the camera and just be, and I know this is you being yourself. You're not, yes, you may be acting, but it's also you being yourself, because you choose pieces that are relevant to you and what your experience is. Am I correct?
That is correct. Yeah, TikTok is the infamous TikTok. TikTok has been a great form of expression for a lot of people, and for me especially, because I think in terms of like platforms, once again, you know, when this pandemic came, and it's so crazy, it's been what, 2 years now?
Yeah,
approaching 2 years. I think when that came. Before, a lot of the platforms that I would go to, of course, would be events, you know, within Jamaica. You do have competitions you know, that they facilitate you expressing yourselves. Even things like the open mic night that we were so great to have met you at,
right,
are great ways in which persons can express themselves and come out and have a good time.
Perfect.
You know, with, you know, with food and drinks,
yep,
and great company.
Amen.
And when the pandemic came, a lot of that just really just got shut down.
Exactly.
And over time, you know, it had me in a funk, not gonna lie.
Okay. All right.
I was in a little bit of funk because, you know, you're so used to being out and about, and especially if you're a social person, mm-hmm, that, you know, likes to interact with persons and kind of get to know people. Now you have to stay home.
Exactly.
We've made it, so that's great. Now that we are kind of getting back to some level of normalcy, I found that TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, those were my forms of releasing all that I had within me that was still creative, that was still bubbling, that was still going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that I'm able to really express that on that platform.
You had to have taken the time to use that time. You know, a lot of people,
exactly,
did the opposite, right? But you came up with like things like the wake-up call, as well as your cooking segments. If you want to get something cooked, baked, any kind of drink, anything you want, come find Sherard Shah. You definitely made the best of your time during this pandemic and have continued to do so, which is what I love about you so much. And, you know, I would like to ask you, like, what advice would you give to someone who wants to express themselves and are still in a shell, but nervous, or, you know, nervous to come out or show their voice, but they might have something that they really want to say? What's something that you would give it to them?
Oh man, I would say start. Start is a great way to kind of just get your foot in the door. I feel like when you are in your shell, and of course I was in mine for a while,
mm-hmm,
for a good while, a matter of fact, because, you know, you go through things. You go through high school and peer pressure and all of those things, and when you come through that, you realize that there's still a lot of you that the world hasn't seen.
Right.
And if you have something to say, I would say, in most instances, start small. You don't have to, you know, jump right out the gate and be making TikToks and doing,
right,
dances, because that's just not you.
Right.
But find what is you. If it's a case where you want to do, you know, something small like a wake-up call, which was what I started with, and the wake-up call was basically my way of, you know, I would put out just a simple black screen, put up a simple black screen on my page with a song that,
mm-hmm,
I liked,
mm-hmm,
that I kind of woke up to,
right,
or that a song that was on my heart.
Yes.
And I found that after posting those, each time I would say good morning and say it's your wake-up call, persons would actually text me and be like, hey, you know, I haven't heard that song in like decades,
or, yeah,
I didn't even know there was a song like this.
Exactly.
What is this? What artist is this? And it gave persons something to look forward to a lot of time, because it opened their eyes to something new.
Right.
So you may never know if your talent, your skill is something that someone is waiting for.
Amen. Yes,
but
I love that.
You know, but by you keeping it, they'll never know. They'll never know what they're looking for until you show them what it is, because that's something that's unique to you that no one else has. So I say start.
I agree with that. I love that. Oh, it's giving me shivers. Sorry, I'm smiling over here, people. We can all take from this. We can all look at ourselves and say, you know what? We are valuable. Every one of us on this earth is valuable. We all have something to bring to the table. We don't need to shy away. We can come together. And, you know, I think we should. I think we should try to make that effort to love ourselves that much more, to show the world how beautiful we each and every one of us are. So thank you, Sherard, for sharing that beautiful experience with me and all the things that you do in the community.
Absolutely.
Big ups, Jamaica, Montego Bay. You don't know it already. But like I said, these little small things mean a lot. Like, don't think that any small effort doesn't go unrecognized. And I think that it's really important for us to use these tools that we now have in a positive way. You know, everybody has a choice.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to stop here now, because we have been chatting everybody's ears off, and as much as we could go on forever, they're really here to hear what you got to say. And, you know, I know that we're now going to give the floor to Sherard and let him show us the magic of his poetry.
All right. Thank you. right. So, of course, I'll be doing a couple pieces for you guys. I hope you guys like it. A few will be dub, and a couple maybe a spoken word. And so, without further ado, this one is called One of Them the Yute. It is basically a poem done in the dialect of Jamaica, which is Patois, and it gives us the opportunity to kind of showcase how our youth feel, in a sense, especially the youth that don't necessarily have it, which are the youth that we also try to help as a part of the Street People Liberation Group and the Road Act. All right, so here we go. Me a one of them de youth de, yeah. Me a one of them de youth de, yeah. So me a one of them de youth de not de get to me born. Sometimes me go to school with no shoes on. Still me have to go earn what the teacher did that teach. Because somewhere in a life, me know me have to reach. Me a one of them de youth de, yeah. Me a one of them the youth de, yeah. So me a one of them the youth de when not enough father. Me hear say from before me born, he left me mother. What kind of workless butter would I ever do that? Hey, any yo me catch it, me go lick it down flat. Me a one of them the youth de, yeah. Me a one of them the youth de, yeah. So me a one of them the youth de when the grown no lean. Me no smoke marijuana, me no sniff cocaine. From me see what that do to me bridging the wind. Yo, me no want nothing come mash up this a brain. Come and love me mother and she wouldn't take the shame. Me a one of them the youth de, yeah. Me a one of them the youth de, yeah. So me a one of them the youth de we good on the look. Me a one of them the youth de we can't get no work. Me a one of them the youth de we must get frustrated. Become a run out of luck. Me can't get no work, so I'm seeking a little help from you. But it look like you are one of them. You too. Me a one of them the youth de, yeah. Me a one of them the youth de, yeah. So me a one of them the 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 youth de, yeah. So me a one of them the 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 youth de, yeah.
Yes, yes, one of them that you there. Give us something else. I love that. Don't let me take up your time. I just had to express how sick that was. Go ahead.
Absolutely, I had to. All right. So this one is called Pressure, and of course, in English, is pressure. And this one is from the perspective of a young woman who had to really be the one to take care of her family as the oldest. And this one, when it was written, of course, I have a beautiful assistant by the name of Siobhan, who I normally would do poetry with. Unfortunately, she's unavailable today, but I think I can pull through on this one for her, since it was written. So here we go. Pressure, can't take the pressure, oh what a pressure, can't take the pressure. Sleepless nights, cola bite, black leather tights, street lights, police are in my dung, I'm a ball. Hungry, I lick me. White squall, anywhere the money them me off the fella. Chasing the almighty dollar all night on my feet. Believe me, living life on the streets, it not easy. There's no glitter, no glamour. That's the truth of me, I work under the matter for ya. Prostitute, pressure. Can't take the pressure. Oh, what a pressure. Pressure, can't take the pressure. 4 months to feed, daddy in need, daddy disappear in a speed. Me carry water in a bucket for them gone. Me alone, happy, where daddy stand from dusk till dawn, from night till morn. Single mother, happy carry on. one just spawn. The chick, 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 I fi get them con. The chick, 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 I fi get them con. Pressure, pressure, pressure. Can't take the pressure, pressure, pressure. Oh, what a pressure, pressure, pressure. Can't take the pressure, pressure, pressure. Pressure, pressure, pressure. Can't take the pressure, pressure, pressure. Oh, what a pressure, pressure, pressure. Can't take the pressure, pressure, pressure. Thank you.
Amen.
Now, of course, I got another one here, and this one is, it's a bit of a four-part, and this one is called Ambition.
Okay.
This one always is from the perspective of four individuals, four youngsters, and okay. Each one of them has their own ills, and I find this one is very relatable to a lot of people in terms of what the message is, because at the end of the day, you find that in a lot of inner cities, opportunities are out there, but the knowledge of those opportunities is not.
Right, right.
And so this one is called Ambition. All right?
All right.
Here we go. Ambition, what that? Me no want none. It sound like something where go make me belly run. Plus me never learn how to spell. So what the word mean? You know me can't tell. Ambition, what that? Me no want none. It sound like something where go make me belly run. Plus me never learn how to spell. So what the word mean? Me dead with Tom, Dick and Harry. Up to last night, me dip on WhatsApp with Larry. This idiot boy come a talk about Mary. Me just take him money and I tell him sorry. Cause I'm no worry, no, no worry. You don't know me have up my dirty money. Later, me in a hurry. Me have a date, me a go meet Marie. Ambition, what that? Me no want none. It sound like something we go make me belly run. Plus me never learn how to spell. So what the word mean? My best friend is my coon. In a man, but my bullet run up and down. Bad man, no hesitate, me spray. Squeeze AK, kill them one away. Not even pastor in a church with a prayer. Even the baby pan nipple me a spray. Dog, me cool, me now no mercy. My blood thirsty, bitter like Cersei. Ambition, what that? Me no want none. It sound like something where go make me belly run. Plus me never learn how to spell. So what the word mean? You know me can't tell me teeth. Big out a coffee, sugar out a tea. Me always dip on a teeth and spray me teeth from the deaf, the blind and the dumb. People start running when they see me I come. My hobby is stealing. They say me need spiritual healing. Me figure work my butt off. Me rather teeth till my finger them drop off. Ambition, what that? Me no want none. It sound like something we go make me belly run. Plus me never learn how to spell. So what the word mean? You know me can't tell. When I grow up, I want to be a prof. You know see your life rough and tough. My hand no cut out for no yard work. Me want swag, go road, stucky and jerk. Cause life to me a joke. Me can't cope, me nah no hope. A strictly white lead, me smoke. I free, I man when I sniff. I ambition, what that? Me no want none. Me say it sound like something where go make me belly run. Plus me never learn how to spell. So what the word mean? You know me can't tell. Ambition, you know, me shoulda have some. Shouldn't waste out your days just to run up and down. No, you don't know how to spell. I know you can't. I know you can't. I know you can't have ambition. Thank you.
Oh man, that was real. I really appreciate you sharing time with us. I really appreciate you sharing your voice with us, your knowledge, your experience, your heart, your joys. You know, thank you so much, Sherrard, for taking this time from me and for the people. You know what I mean? Everybody, like I said, I'm going to be posting Sherrard online, all his handles, all of where you can find his stuff. And make sure you follow and support, you know, people who are supporting you and supporting the communities around us. I'd like to thank you for your time. And I hope that you'll come on the show again and give us some more love.
Absolutely, anytime.
All right, blessings and love, brother.
Absolutely. Stay safe.
Ebba, mic check 1 2 1 2. Mic check 1 2 1 2.
I love my culture. Black history is world history, but the world acts so naive with it. They barely put any pigment in maps of demographics. We built these countries and these world pyramids. They try to block us out and erase our hieroglyphics. They whitewash Jesus. They discredit our black inventors and black scientists. What if Martin Luther King wasn't assassinated? What if this land didn't become fabricated and crooks like Trump was hated? What if Malcolm X wasn't hated? What if Tupac became president? What if Europeans didn't rob their dignities? What if silver and gold was still valuable? The death of Pac and Nipsey is still skeptical. What if it was all about the art and talent? What if it wasn't all about the money, power, and college? Imagine the passionate and the broken in power. I think all paper money should burn. Throw the ashes in the urn. Make more genuine qualities more valuable. The needy deserve to earn. While one day the meek will earn and live eternally with the king. The meek shall inherit the earth, while the possessors and the greedy probably burn. I don't know what it's like to have a close family. I never felt welcome from the branches from the trees of the family. I wish therapy was more accepted in our communities. We also need more unity and humanity. Cause of depression and anxiety, it's hard to breathe. I cry in my sleep, it's hard not to grieve. I view the world a little differently. It feels like everything triggers me. Mental health needs to be more educated. We need more feelings validated. To me, not caring for your loved ones is outdated. We need to stand up for our rights because everything is still segregated. We've been hurting for years. We need to start breaking generational curses and chains. See many things that's been breaking my heart. We need changes. It's a cold world, so for me, it's about switching the temperature and changing the game. The problem is there's many material lovers, but there's no game changers.
There is no pause. There is no stop. There's only the keeping on of life. It's a race. It's a walk. It's a run. It's a jog. It's a stumble. A step, a breath, a minute, a millisecond in time. It's you looking at you every day. It's your perceptions and your emotions, your moments. You are in focus. It's you rooting for you. It's you keeping you happy. You adding or subtracting. You multiplying, you doing, you growing, you loving you. You understanding you, you respecting your needs and your wants. You pulling the trigger, cutting the cord, the banner, the check. It's you being there every single day, showing up for yourself. You doing, you being there, here, within yourself, every single day. You decide when to stop, go, and exactly how it should flow. 26th of December, 2021. Charisse the Rab. I'm stripped bare. I've removed all excess, trimmed all the fat, shed all the layers, cut all the unnecessary. At the core is me, bare, still, silent, free. There are no mistakes here. Every breath is intended. I hear my own voice. She's my companion. She's my compass. She is my guide. I am never alone. January 1st, 2022. Charisse Thrab.
Life is what you make it, they say. Yet still, society forces you to be what they consider to be normal. If you step outside of that box, then you're deemed abnormal, and then they sit you down to ask why. Why have you chosen that path? Why do you insist on being different? Why do you insist on doing your own thing? When they first told us that life is what you make it. So life for me is the way I love. Life for me is the way I view people. Life for me is the way I consider to approach each and everyone and everything. Life is what you make it. Yet still society puts you in a box and tells you how to live, how to love, how to act, how to dress, how to eat. And if you dare step outside of that, you're ridiculed. You're beaten down with words. And trust me, words hit harder than stones and sticks. Because even though they say sticks and stones may only break my bones, words itself will mentally and spiritually damage my soul. Life is what you make it. Yet still society boxes you in. And when they realize that they cannot control you, they say you are rebellious. They say you are causing trouble. You're a troublemaker. And how does society handle troublemakers? They put them in jail. They lock them away. They deem them unfit for the real world. And if we should look at it the way they look at it, their way of living, if we say that that is wrong and our way of living is right, because hey, free mind, free speech. That's all we want, just to live life the way we see fit. They say slavery has been abolished for years. We may not be in it physically, but we are in it mentally. Because as a child growing up, they teach you man to woman. They teach you to have a 9-to-5, whether you're going to be a police, a soldier, a doctor, a lawyer. But the minute you step outside of that little circle and start building your own, you become a troublemaker. So I see it fit to say that life isn't what you make it. Life is what society deems it to be for you. But for me, life is what I make it to be.
Cooking in the kitchen.
Does the universe recalculate for us? When the wheel locks, hearts drop, we have nothing to be sure of but uncertainty. What ifs revving from my mouth like an engine stalling to start? Does the universe recalculate for us? While a lump piles up in our throats, when faith is swallowed and fear takes hold, when life's fragility shows, does it recalculate? When we're busy picking up all the pieces, losing it all has brought me to the richest of places. No coincidence is written in constellations, like walking in the darkness gets you to where you need to go the fastest. No distraction, God laughs at plans, so just imagine how he looks at maps. In saying that, I wish for you the most enriching lack of direction. May every deviation bring you intention. May the universe recalculate in the right place, even if it feels like the wrong time. So, if the universe is endlessly recalculating, there have been infinite times and infinite ways that I've found home on the edge of every detour.
Hey, this road's closed! You gotta take a detour!
Connection. Written by Rochelle Dean. I guess I'm always seeking connection. People, places, and experiences where I could find bits and pieces of myself mirrored back to me. Moments to tell me who I am and affirmations of my chosen path. Tell me where I'm going. Glances of being seen and understood. Interactions, though minor and time-shared, astronomical on impact. Tell me who I am. You see, I have a romantic and passionate relationship with self. I talk to her daily. I check in with her. When she's struggling, I cheer her up. I motivate and support her. I cater to her needs and desires. I listen to her. I look out for her. It's a love story between a 20-something biracial black girl and her higher self. It's deep and profound and at a level that I have yet to connect with anyone else on. So I'm always looking, anticipating those tiny moments between two strangers where I'm able to feel understood by a mere glance. A look into the sky while the clouds ever so gently whisper messages from the divine. I'm always listening. I go wherever the stars can reach me.
If it's one thing I learned, is that love is the highest frequency. Love to me is the most beautiful and most painful experience I've ever had. The beauty in love is, it's unconditional and so intentional. It's bold and has no shame. Being vulnerable, completely naked in all its forms, naked in letting go, naked in trust, naked in loyalty, naked in faith. That takes a lot of courage. There's a certain confidence love gives people. Some of us, love makes us feel powerful and liberated. Love drives us, motivates us. And some of us, love heals. Love is like stitches to internal wounds. I've been lucky enough to experience that kind of love that doesn't allow you to keep walls up. That mutual respect for one another. The love where even the silence is euphoria, and you can feel freely. You can be free and be yourself without judgment, where you are accepted, flaws and all, where you can freely express your thoughts, talking about any and everything. That kind of love is extremely intense in the best way. It's hard to find nowadays. The kind of love most do not know how to accept. People nowadays disrespect love in the worst ways. They take it as a game. They abuse it and take advantage. Hurt made them that way. Love was never meant to be one-sided, selfish, nor manipulative. If you've ever been lucky enough to experience love in its truest raw form, how can you accept anything less? The pain in that kind of love sometimes is isolating. Once you've had a taste of what it's like, you crave it. It's a consistent, constant craving. Maybe that's why most people assume I'm picky. I also think that's why I prefer to be alone for the majority. I'll never settle for bootleg love. I don't want that fake shit. Love is not complicated. People make it that way. For me, there's no confusion when it comes to love. if it's not given to me in its truest, rawest form, then I don't want it at all. Where did you come from? Who sent you? You give me vibrations of a full moon. Your eyes remind me of the sunset. Chemistry is like a solar eclipse. The kind of vibe that doesn't happen often. You know you are in the right hands when you no longer have to second guess things. When overanalyzing isn't even a thing. Confusion? What is that? When clear and direct replaces all of that. Vibes and eyes don't lie. I know you see me when you look in mine. I know you feel me when I'm not close by. I tend to hear from you as soon as you cross my mind. I don't believe in coincidences. I think our energies mesh for a reason. Intergalactic vibrations, magnetic conversations, like-minded souls even trust with no limitations. When words spoken have meaning behind it, when they say what they mean, and when they do what they say. It hit different when your frequency is in sync, when they motivate you and make you think, when their soul meets all requirements, selfless, driven, ambitious, timeless. When vulnerability isn't known as a weakness, when silence is bliss, peacefulness, matching invisible crowns, feeling safe and sound. And no matter what mood you are in, you know you still want them around. Because fighting demons alone will never feel like home.
We are one humanity, equal, however revered are the child and youth, the sometimes unspoken truth of the future. So here we are, one humanity, choosing to view from a strength-based perspective. With hope to assist the growth, we promote the collective, humanity. To make a positive difference, the mission, establishing trust, is a foundation. Just listen. Can you hear me now? Humanity, calling. How easy it is to get swept up and lost in the crowd. But we'll be there to unmute the silenced voices, guide the undecided choices, lift up the lead and left down. Our time is now and forever, evolving. If I am focused on me, what are we solving? On a journey of growth fueled by passion, I know not without asking. Reflecting on strengths and weaknesses perceived. Who I may be, I am we, one humanity.
Test.
We are forced to stand in the field of filth and blinded to ignore the devastation we are forced to feed in. We are leaders with our world hostage taken by man-made exterminators. Yet they regulate our peace, and we are forced to stay entertained, docile, and distracted. Open your goddamn third eye, and look past your stubborn hand that acts to be to know it all. We won't survive without the true nature of sticking together in pain and love. We are what we are together in struggle. The vessel of wisdom and the soul of warrior beast within the battle to protect many futures upon the Melanin Kingdom and many more.
This is a poem entitled Lascivious Romanticism by the poet B.G.K.L. Compelled by the silver drips
of a heart leaking over my brass veins. Rain dripping on our blades, embracing the sweetness for hazel brown slithers of clashing skins. Her bend, her curve, her urge to transcend, the compulsive need to chain my soul to her scrumptious spread. Led by the immortal energy of my own craving to taste a moment of immense Shangri-La.
It's J1! Chicka chicka J1!
Yeah. It's J1, man. I got a lot to say. Why don't you take a listen? Check this out. Hate me or love me, I gotta be myself. I'm chilling up in heaven, but I know I've been through hell. I don't dwell on the negativity, I speak positivity. That's why y'all gravitate to me. But as of lately, I've been questioning why that is. Am I just that kid that you vibe with? Or you really down for me, myself, and I? You're cool with loving me from the inside. These feelings I tend to hide because they safe with me. Never have I ever given permission for others to see the vulnerability and bare bones, the body language and tones that knock down your thrones. The entitled knows what's been created, the new world order, Gen Z manipulated. Acceptance of all ways of life, from B to the X rated. There's always a reason, an explanation. I find it hard to understand why we tarnished our nation with predetermined expectations. I'm now forced to join this recourse with the remorse of my love. I feel like I'm overstepping, overrepping, going over and above. You wanna talk love? Well, no one has more in the heart but me. I be saving and reserving it for my family. I close my eyes and see. Yeah, I live in fantasy. I pray to God and know what He has in store for me. I'm deserving of more than non-monogamy, your polygamy, but a woman who's down for me and only loving me. The crystal ball can't tell the future, but I live in the now. I'm present in the moment, thinking it's you I love, but how? How this gonna turn? Am I gonna be left burned, or can I learn? Truly the good always outweighs the bad. When I weigh the pros and cons, I wish upon a star, wave a magic wand. I don't wanna feel con. We live our lives how we want. We individuals living individually. We ride the tide and drift in our own direction in the sea. We were brought together on this journey. At first we just enjoyed the company. Then two twos, I feel for you, you fell for me. Make love like we take in ecstasy. I love immensely and contently, but I can't share you, I'm selfishly loving me. And you should be loving no other than J-O-N-E. Yeah.
This one's for everybody that's been through something. Yo, Kylie Twait, they don't know what we've been through, man. KMP, we in the building. If you know that you made it.
Not because they always see you smiling. They don't know that every day we grinding. Can't even find a diamond. So it's not the money while we rhyming. Wanna transform like Optimus Priming. This world is very dark. And only Jesus is a light. Let us shine him on his demons till we blind him. This world is very sharp. Like a machete when he's filing. 8 bars, I'm almost out of time, man. Oh,
step by step, we walking on the road of life. Ain't nobody ever made it overnight. Keep going strong, one day you'll be alright. You can't win if you don't fight. And one day when you wake up, you realize nothing ain't the same, cause you no longer waiting on a change to come.
It's already done.
It's over now.
You got it in you.
Don't stay.
We can't see the light. We Jesus Christ, and I feel my mind. Them say me not gonna make it, tell me say me not gonna get it. Success never happen by sudden flight. Like, I can see clearly now the rain is gone, it's gone, it's gone. Yeah. Success too continues on and on. Yo, and on. Step by step, we walking on the road of life. Ain't nobody ever made it overnight. Keep going strong, one day you'll be alright. You can't win if you don't fight. And one day when you wake up, you realize nothing ain't the same, cause you no longer waiting on a change to come. It's already done. It's over.
Open your eyes and reclaim your power. Stand for shot nanny, hang from me, and still had enough time to give us a buster. All in the same fight for our equal human rights. Come on, my people, we must stand together and unite.
Because in this time we need each other. Don't let Babylon fool you, my brother. Open your eyes and reclaim your power. Stand for your rights and live it truth higher.
Have to die, Babylon. If we go pay the price, eh? Cause you know, pretty from the back of field. Tired to see the youth them dying from steel. But the Bible say who can hear them must feel. So me a value and cherish life, life free. Tell me youth them stay focused every day. Striving life while the sun shine and make it. Just listen to chill of me at DJ. Listen what the big man a say. The more we live, the more we realize, eh? Realize, eh? The more we live, too much get a youth have to die. Babylon, I think I'll pay the price,
eh? J1 Music.
Yes, yes, yes. What a beautiful night. Man, I'm inspired. I hope you are too. Honestly, this is power. This is the power of voice, community. When we really have something to say and we say it, we stand up for what we believe in. We stand up for ourselves. So I'd love to thank each and every one of you for listening, especially the artists for sharing such vulnerable and personal pieces. And I will be posting all of their handles after. Please look out for that on my Instagram at J1Music1 so you can follow them, support them, and see all the rest of their content. Big love, Sherrard Shaw, Anomaly T, Layla Day, Hota Fifth, Rochelle Dean, Empress Harmony, Samara, Mentor, RIP DJ Chillo, Bonagan, Ty Leek, Sharice Tharab, ThePoet.GKL. This has been a great night. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope I left you something to think about. I hope they left you with a lot to think about. And we'll see you next week. Blessings and love.